Okay, so we are on Pei Yama Beis. Let's just start from the beginning of the Mishnah, in the middle of the page. So the Mishnah talks about, we said, Hashomeris Yabam Shenaflu Lan Chasim. Right, so the woman is married to, she was married to a man, they had no children, and he passes away. And that man has a brother. And so she is now Shomeris Yabam, she has a Zika to this man, waiting to either do Yibum or Chalitza. And in the meantime, so she yarshins some money or property from her father, from somewhere. And so the Nechasim come to her. So Modin Beishame Ubesilo Shamocheres Vinosenes Vekayim. That since she's not, we're basically trying to figure out, like, what's her relationship with the Yabam. And is she, like, considered sort of married to him? She's partially married. Like, how do we determine that? And that, and the, you know, representation of that relationship is whether she has control over her own nichsei miluk. So Beisham Beisel said, if she sells or gives away those nichsei miluk, that's fine, right? If she does so, then it doesn't say she can do so l'chachila, just by the way. But it says that if she did. Actually, that's not true. Mocheres v'nosenes v'kayim l'chachila sounds like. She could do it. She could do that. That's fine. And if she does, the sales and the matana are valid because, you know, she's not yet married to him, presumably. Okay. Mesa, what if she passes away? So mayasu b'ksubasa u'b'nechasem ha'nechnasim v'ayotzim ima. Right. So what do we do with the dowry that she originally had brought into the marriage, or what do we do, and what do we do with the nechasim that go in and out with her, the nechasim yilug and the nechasim tzom barza? What happens with those things? So. Again, because the question is, this, if she dies, does the Yavam Yarshin her things? Because he's sort of married to her, sort of, right? Or do we say no, right? It goes to her children, it goes to her father, it goes to other people. So, Bisham Omrim.
No children, she doesn't have children.
What? Oh, she doesn't have children, yeah, thank you. That wouldn't work the case. Yeah, her father, her, or this guy. It's good. So, Bisham Omrim, Yachloku. Yorshe habal im yorshe ha'af. Right, so Beishame says you split it up between the yorshim of, you know, the husband and the yorshim of her father. Beis Hila omrim, look at Rashi. Beishame omrim. Yeah. So Bishama Omrim Biyavamus Bipeka Choletz Kamefarish Mai Shna Resha Kashi Kayemes De Lo Pligi She'ein Lo Koach Behem. Right. So there in the Gemara in Yavamus, if you remember, all the way back in Yavamus Taflam Ches, they have Machalokas there, or the Gemara asked the question, what's the difference in the two cases? Right. Meaning, who cares if she's alive or she's not alive? Right. When she's alive, right. The Lo Pligi. There's no Machalokas. Right. Why? She'ein lo koach b'hem. He has no rights to it. Right? So what's the machlok? Meaning, in the original case where she's alive, right? So what do we say? B'shama b'shil bo say, she could sell it. Right? So what's changing now that she dies? You know, originally they had no koach. Ma'ashna seifa, kishemesa. So am b'shama yachloku. Yorshe abal b'hem. Mufarish nami, and the Gemara there explains, the dafka naka yachloku, yorshe abal and yorshe abal. Specifically, they split it. The Yorshe Av and the Yorshe Abal, by Benichse Miluk. About Yorshe Av, Lo Yachloku, Biksuba Sabal. With the gimel there, hold on. Biksuba, Im Yorshe Abal. Va'af Agav, the Nakat Resha, Mayasu Biksubasa, Tanya Vishafka. So what's the answer? What's the difference here? That. In the when we say yachloku, what are we referring to specifically? So we're talking about the nichsei miluk, right? But the yorshe av, and that's the yorshe av with the yorshe habal. They split it, right? But the yorshe av, they don't split up the ksuba. They don't split up with the baal, right? And even though the resha talks about when she's alive, what do you do with the ksuba? Meaning they're not really talking about that. So I guess the point being, that's not really so much a machlokas because Beisham Beis Hillel said that Mocheres Vinosenes Vekayam was talking about the Nechse Miluk, right? Mm-hmm. And then Mesa, what do you do with the Ksuba? Menuchas Nechnasin. So
Bishamim
Besilah have a machol because about the Ksuba,
right?
But about the Nechnasim and Nechnasim Yotzim Imam Ima Becheskas Yorshe Av.
It's only in the same look that they, is actually machlokas. Even like we read the Mishnah,
right? Yeah.
He's saying it's only the machlokas between Bisham and Sil is only in the same look.
But the Ksuba, they really agree.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
that, and
to see that
Tanya, so so Tanya Vishafka, right? When Rashi says Tanya Vishafka, I mean, like, yeah, you taught the first case, and then you kind of stopped talking about it. So you kind of like left it alone. So okay, fine. So it's a side point, fine. But it's an interesting point. But fine. Okay. And Beis Hillel Omrim, continuing Rashi, Beis Hillel Omrim, the Tzom Barzo Becheskasan, right? That the Tzom Barzo you keep. Uba Basra Beperak Mishemes Mefarsh Becheskas Mihem Muchzakim. And who's the Muchzak? I Becheskas Yorshe HaBaal. If it's in the Chazaka of the Yorshim of the Baal, right, who had passed away, Hol Vachar Yusan Alav. Oh, Becheskas Yorshe Isha Shahayu Shalav. Who's the muchzak? So we'll have to see. But fine. Fine. So let's go back to the mission to the mission for a second. So the bottom line. So let's just make sure we know where we are. So she's a shomeres yavam. The chasim come to her while she's waiting to get married to the yavam. Every Bisham and Bisila both agree she can sell it if she wants. She can do what she wants with it. That's the next thing we look. If she dies, what happens to the ksuba and the nechasim and nechnasim and yotzimimah? So Bisham omrim yachloki yorshe bav and yorshe av, and Bisila omrim nechasim becheskasan uksuba becheskas yorshe bav. So Bisila says, look, just everything stays with whoever's the machzak, and the certainly when it comes to nechasim yilug, and then the ksuba, which is right. And by the way, the nechasim becheskasan when it comes to the nechasim yilug is the same as her being able to sell them, right? It's the same thing because that's nechasim becheskasan is that she nechasim yilug are things that belong to her and stayed in her family the whole time, presumably, right? So nechasim becheskasan when it comes to the nechasim yilug, that's why it's the same, right? They just stay where they are. And the ksuba becheskas yorshe habal, because the ksuba was already something that she had brought in, and the husband now had acquired when they got married. So, but the Mishnah explains more. Nechasim and nechnasim vayotzmima becheskas yorshe av. Right, the nechasim that come in and out, that's becheskas yorshe av. But he niach achiv mos, if her brother or if the brother, right, had left, meaning the husband who died left over money, so he lockach behen karka. So now the mission is talking about things that are left over, that he left things for her, right? So he niach mos.
And now it's pivoting to the
things that are left over.
To the guy who remarried, like brother.
The brother, right. Exactly. So he niach achiv mo, so the brother left him money. So yilakach behen karka vu ocha peros, right? So we've talked about this before. Like, what happens when there's money left over? How do we, you know, split between the karen and the peros? So if the brother left over money, so what do you do? So again, so you purchase karka v'hu ocha peros, and the new husband is going to eat the peros, right? Peros hatlushin mina karka. If you left there a peros that were already harvested, so what happens? Yilakach ben karka v'hu ocha peros, and again, then presumably she keeps the karen and he eats the peros. Hamuchubarim bekarka, but if it's peros that are mechubar, but it's mechubarim bekarka. I'm Rabbi Meir, shamin osan. Osa, yeah. Shaman osa kama hi yafa beperos, v'kama hi yafa in below peros. So we try to figure out how much is the land worth when it has the peros connected, and how much is the land worth without the peros. V'amosar yilakach behen karka v'uach chaper. So again, whatever's left over, whatever's the difference, right, the value, so then you purchase karka, and again, he eats the pears. V'chacham momrim, pears ha-mechubarim be-karka shalom. Right, Chacham said no. If it's Bichubar Makarka, they just belong to him. The Gemara is going to ask a question on this, as Rashi says, so we'll see. All right, the Chacham say Peres is Bichubar belongs to him. V'hatlushin minakarka kol akodem zachaban. But if it's things that are talush, they're not, no longer connected to the ground, then whoever it gets there, right? Rashi says, kol akodem behen zacha. Rashi says it's the second to last skinny line. Kasavir metatle leksuba. Lo mishtabde, right? Ela im kain tafsa, right? That he hold, they hold that if metaltalin are not considered, you know, a meshuba to the ksuba. We're going to see in a minute that you know, in general, we assume a husband's, all of a husband's money is meshuba to the wife in terms of the ksuba. We don't have like, okay, that amount of money is put aside for the ksuba. No, the whole ksuba, the all of his property, everything he owns is waiting to pay the ksuba. So, but if it's metaltalin, so this opinion doesn't hold that holds that the metaltalin is not meshuba to the ksuba, so, and only unless it's grabbed, right? Umechayim debal bayin and tisa, and you need to have grabbed it or got a hold of it before the husband passed away while he's still alive, right? V'hu adinami depligi aksafim demayshna aksafim miperos lushim. Right, same thing with money versus there's no difference between money and. In Peros, that are Talush, it's all considered the same type of metatlin, and therefore, it's different types of metatlin, but it's all metatlin. And that's why Kol HaKodem Zocha Behen, because it's not really, you know, in her possession yet. Fine. So back to the Mishnah. So we said, if it's Tlushim Minakaka, Kol HaKodem Zocha Behen, Kodem Hu Zocha, Kodem Hi, Yilakach Behen. So if he gets them, then his. And Kodem Hi, if she gets them, then again, Yilakach Behen Karka, Vuocha Peros. Right, so then again, they purchase karka, and she and he eats the pears, and she keeps the care. Kinsa. So what if they get, you know, once they do yibum, harei hi ki ishta lechodavar. Right, so at that point, she's fully his wife. Bilvad she take ksubasa on nichse baila harishon. However, the ksuba is paid out by whom? The nechasim, the state of the original husband, right? Not the new husband, because again, we talked about this for months and months and months, right? That their new marriage is an extension of her original marriage to the first guy. So to the extent that the ksuba money is paid out by the estate of the original husband, still, even when the brother does yibum, lo yomar la harei ksuba sayich munachas al ha-shulchan. You don't say, and this is what we were talking about before. You can't say to her, here. This is your ksuba money. It's on the table. Here's your masayim zuz, whatever. It's sitting there on the table for you. Ela kol nechasav achrayim leksubasa. Rather, all of his nechasim are there to be, you know, collected from for the ksuba. All of them remain meshubad. So even if he has millions of dollars, it doesn't matter. It's all waiting there because we don't know which one is going to, you know, which piece of it will be taken for the ksuba. And any husband should never say to his wife, your ksuba is minachas al shulchan, waiting for you. Ela kol nechasav acharan leksubasa. Rather, all of his nechasim are, you know, responsible for the ksuba. Yeah. Okay. Good. So now the Gemara says girsha. So what happens if then he divorces her? Ein la ela ksuba. So all she has is the ksuba. He chazira harehi kechol anashim ve'ein la ela ksuba bilvad. Okay, so if he divorces her, she gets the ksuba. Rashi says ein la ela ksuba aval kol zman shelo girsha hayukol hanechasim mishubadim la ve'ein rasha limkor. Right. So the difference is the following. Meaning until they get divorced. Right, so all of his nechasim are meshubad to her. So she has, again, she's only going to collect the ksuba, but all the nechasim he has to hold on to, he can't sell them, etc. Yes, and they're all being held hostage in a certain sense, like to be waited to be used for the ksuba. But once she gets divorced, so then the rest of his nechasim are like sort of like free to go in a certain sense, and only the money that's for the ksuba goes to her. But what happens if he's machshir grusha? So, right, what if he now marries her again? So she's like chol anashim, in the sense that all she has is the ksuba. So Rashi says harehi kachol anashim disam pirkin delakam and hamagar shadisto vechzira amanas ksuba harishona hechzira. Right. So if he divorced her, presumably had never paid her the ksuba. Yeah, things are right. At that point, he hadn't paid her the ksuba, and now he takes her back. So we don't say all of his nechasim are getting reshubatar. Rather, that same ksuba, which was now like that ksuba was now like ready for her, is now ready to go. I think that's the point.
When he divorced her, he can put aside this, as opposed to the entire property being subjugated. He can put aside this little bit.
For her.
This is for your ksuba, and then the rest of it he could sell at that point.
Right, and
right,
then when
you moved on already to the next point. There's a note here that says exactly what you just said, consistent with what you're saying, meaning that when he remarries her, it's still like it goes back
to the original ksuba. But what if she, because right. But the chor, if she had already been go with the original ksuba, right, and now they get married again,
right,
he can't be out.
Right.
Can't be like relying on the original ksuba. He gave it to her already,
right.
So it must be.
He definitely doesn't get both, and it goes back to only the original. Just like a.
What if she collected it already? I'm saying that it must be that she hasn't collected it.
We do not say that she's entitled to two ksubas, one from the first marriage, one from the second. Our mission teaches.
It. Right, but meaning I think we mean that she can't
can't collect from both.
Right, but if she collected from the first divorcer and she collected from the
original ksuba, and then they're not married for 20 years, and now they get married again, she gets a ksuba, meaning she has like, right? I think, right? I think the point here is that
the note is explaining, it's the assumption is the law is that a husband divorces his wife and then remarries without paying the ksuba.
Right? Yeah, it's got to be right because if he marries her. If he divorces her and pays the ksuba, and then again, like they're not married for 20 years, then they get married again.
Right.
When you say no, she doesn't get ksuba, you can't do that. You can't be us afraid to marry that ksuba.
And that between both, whether non-yibum or yibum, right? Presumably.
Yeah, this applies to everybody. This isn't just a yibum shayla. But the point being, this idea of not collecting twice means when she's. If he divorces her and remarries her and never paid the ksuba the first time, she can't now say, okay, now you're on the hook for a second ksuba. That we're not going to say. Right. Fine. Okay. Okay, so Gemara asks, Ibailu. Okay, Shomeres Yabam Shemesa. So let's say she is Shomeres Yabam. Her husband passed away, she had no children, and she's waiting to marry the Yabam, and in the meantime, she passes away. So Mi Kovra, right, meaning who is responsible financially to pay for the burial. So Yorshe Habal, Kavrela, the Kayarse Ksuba. Do you say that the Yorshim of her husband should pay? Because in the end of the day, they collect her dowry. O Dilma, since they took that money, so they should have to pay for her burial. O Dilma Yorshe Av Kavrela. Or do you say, no, the Yorshe Av should bury her. Why? Because they got her nechasim v'luk. Right? So Amram, Tashma. I'll tell you how we know. Desanya, this says the Braisa, Shemeres Yabam Shemeza. So Shemeres Yabam who passes away. Yorsheha, Yorshe Ksubasa, Chayavim Bikfurasa. So her Yorshim, who Yarshind her Ksuba. And Rashi says, Osan Yorshim, she Yorshin Ksubasa, Chayavim Bikfurasa. Right, so the people who collected her, her dowry, right? So they're the ones who go ahead and they have to bury her. So Amar Abaye, Afananami Tanina, we also agree, we saw it in a different Mishnah, that says, Almana Nizonis Minichse Yisomim, right? That Almana, she gets taken care of financially by the Nechasim of the Yisomim, her husband's, children. And what money that she makes goes to them, because if they're paying for her mizonos, then if she makes money, she has to pay, give it to them. Right? But the yisomim do not have to pay for her kvura. Yorsheha, yorshe ksubasa, chayavim bikvurasa. But her yorshim, right, the yorshe ha, presumably the yorshe ha'av, who get her, you know, who would collect her dowry. So then they're chayav b'kvura, so they have to pay for a kvura. Ve'ezu yamana sheyesh la shnei yorshim. And what does that mean? How do you have a person who has two sets of yorshim? How does that happen? Ve omer zu shomeres yavam. That's exactly what it is. It's a shomeres yavam who has yorshe abal and yorshe ha'av. Fine. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav v'lema ach ani yor v'lema ach ani yoresh ishto ein ani kover. Can't the brother say, what do you mean? The yavam could say, what do you mean? I'm yorish my husband. My husband. I'm yorish my brother. It wasn't yorish his wife, right? So and I wasn't yorish the requirement to pay for her kvura. Why do I have to do that? So Rav can't just say that. So Amar Abaye mishum debayin alav mishnei tzadim. No, because it comes from two directions. What do you mean? Im echav yorish ikvur zishto. Right? If you're going to be yorish your brother, so then you have to marry his wife. Im eino kover zishto, you take subasa. And if you're not interested in marrying her, so then pay the money that made her. I mean, if you're connected to her, then pay for the kvura. If you're not connected to her, then pay the ksuba to show that you're not connected there. So the Gemara is going to go back and forth and explain some of this stuff further, but maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick that up next week.